Truly, we have good news for you today again, dear listener. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing either great or small that you can do for your soul's eternal salvation. There is nothing, sinner, no. And the reason is that Jesus died and paid it all long, long ago. Is not that good news? Let me take you back to Calvary. Stand with me on that hallowed spot. Open your ears and listen to the voice of the divine sufferer for sin. Hear the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Savior, the one who came to accomplish a work for you. Hear him, I say. Hear him cry out in triumph, not in weakness, but in victory and in power. He cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." No feeble exclamation, mind you, but a triumphant cry of the victor. As a gladiator in his day in the Olympic Games fought his foe and was victorious, and placing his foot on the breast of the conquered enemy, he lifted his voice and shouted, "Finished." So our Lord Jesus Christ, the blessed Son of God, on Calvary's cross, as he took up the work of putting away sin for you, finished it to the glory of God. And in triumph, he cries, "Indeed, it is finished." Yes, indeed, finished every jot. Sinner, this is all you need. Tell me, is it not? I wish today to turn you to a few of the scriptures especially found in the Epistle to the Hebrews, in which we find the finished work of Christ, the accomplishment of that work for you, the sinner. God has sent his Son to finish the work that you might be saved. This is good news. And the Lord Jesus has accomplished this work entirely. There's absolutely nothing, no jot or tittle for you to do that you might go to heaven. It is our desire that you might hear the word of God and believe, and today be saved through faith in Christ's finished work at Calvary. In the first chapter of Hebrews, first of all, we read these words. In verse 3, "When he had by himself made purification for sins." This is what he finished at Calvary. On the cross, when he gave himself and shed his precious blood, he did a work that was necessary to purify you from your sins. This he did by himself. There is nothing that you can add to it. Thank God there is nothing that can be taken from it. It stands today as the remedy for you, purification, to purge your soul from your sins and make you fit for heaven, is the work that he finished at Calvary. In the second chapter, in verse 10, we read that through his suffering on the cross, he finished the work that made him to be the captain of salvation, to bring many sons to glory. Holy sufferer indeed he was. But blessed Lamb of God, blessed captain of our salvation, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and now he is the captain of salvation. Have you enlisted in his army? Have you surrendered your will to him? This is all that is required on your part. He has done the work that will fit you for his presence as a son in his family. He is the captain of salvation because of the finished work on the cross. In the same chapter in Hebrews 2, we read also that the finished work at Calvary struck a death blow to the enemy of your soul, the devil himself. He has through death destroyed or brought to naught him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And his finished work at Calvary has done a work that delivers you, if you will believe on Him, He delivers you from the fear of death. Death for you is nothing but an entrance into His presence. When you leave this life in death, you are assured that because of His finished work, you shall begin your life in eternity with Himself. Blessed Son of God, indeed, we might say. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Next, in the seventh chapter, you will notice that we read in verse 27, when He offered up Himself once, He thus became able to save them to the uttermost, all that come unto God by Him. The finished work of Calvary has accomplished a work of salvation right on to the uttermost. It is true that it saves from the guttermost. Yes, it does. It reaches down to the depths of sin to all and any, regardless of how bad one may have been, how sinful that he is. The work of Christ saves the vilest. It is necessary for the best, but it saves right on to the end. Thank God there is no limit. And because He died at Calvary, He finished the work, and He is thereby able to save to the uttermost. There's one condition. You must come to God by Him. You must come to Him and own Him as your personal Savior. Accept Him as the one that died for you. And in doing this, you come to the mediator between God and men. He is the mediator for you. He is the way into God's presence. His finished work has accomplished this salvation for you. In the ninth chapter of Hebrews, we also read in verse 14 that on the cross, when He offered Himself in death, shedding His precious blood, He obtained an eternal redemption. The results of His finished work is a redemption that is eternal. Redemption signifies a deliverance from sin, from bondage, and a bringing into liberty that can never be forfeited. The Lord Jesus, by His accomplished work, His finished work on the cross, has enabled the sinner who comes to Him to be freed from his sin, to be delivered from the bondage of Satan, to be delivered from death, to be delivered from hell, and to be no more exposed for sale to the enemy. Blessed be God, again we say, hallelujah, what a Savior. And also we notice in the same chapter in verse 26, He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. The triumph at Calvary, when He said, "It is finished," finished a work that has put away sin. It has satisfied God about the whole question of sin, so that sin shall not have dominion over anyone who comes to Christ. For that soul who believes on Him is brought into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. And it has accomplished a work that is going to see the absolute termination and abolishment of sin forever in the eternity to come. Also, in the 10th chapter of the same epistle to Hebrews, we read that through the offering of Jesus Christ on the cross, when He gave Himself an offering for sin, we read that the believer is sanctified forever. The word sanctified simply means set apart to God. In your sins, you do not belong to God. You are away from God. You're a child of disobedience. You're in darkness. You're in death. Dead in trespasses and sins. You need life. You need light. The death of Christ, the finished work at Calvary, has accomplished the work that sets you apart to belong to God. Yes, this is the blessed result of that finished work. And it is offered to you. The believer is sanctified, is set apart to God by the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. That's verse 10. And by this one offering, He hath perfected forever. Again, hallelujah, what a Savior. Blessed be God for such a work. This is what the finished work of Christ means, and it is for you upon your acceptance. But one scripture more. In the 19th and 20th verses of this 10th chapter, we read that the results of the finished work of Christ is that we have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new, living, and death-made way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Let me recall your mind and heart to Calvary when we read that the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. This actually took place. It was a miracle. That heavy, thick veil that hung in the temple was literally rent when the blessed Son of God finished the work of redemption. The way into the presence of God, the holiest of the temple, was manifest. God signified by this actual rending of the veil of the temple, signified that a work was finished at Calvary that would enable sinners to draw nigh to him, no longer to be kept out, but to be invited to come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, dear listener, this is what the Lord Jesus' finished work has accomplished. It has opened up the way into the presence of God for you, the guilty sinner. You and I, by sin, have no right. We are not fit for the presence of God. But the finished work of Christ at Calvary has opened the way. The blood-sprinkled way is that which makes you fit for his presence. God has in this way come out in grace to you, that you might come into him in the virtue of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, it is finished. Yes, indeed. Finished every jot. Sinner, this is all you need. Tell me, is it not? All this was finished for you, dear listener. And the salvation that Christ accomplished is a perfect one. You can add nothing to it. All you need do is to accept it at the hand of a loving God who holds it out to you in the person of his Son, the divine workman. The work that is necessary to save you has been done. One time a man was talking with another man, comparing their religious beliefs. One man said that his religion was based upon the fact that he did the best that he could, that he attended religious services, and he was baptized, he took communion, and so forth. And the other man had been brought to the knowledge of salvation through the finished work of Christ. And he said, well, I see the difference between your religion and mine. Your religion is a religion of two letters, whereas mine is a religion of four letters. Well, what do you mean? Asked his friend. Well, simply this. Your religion is religion of two letters, do, D-O. My religion is a religion of four letters, done, D-O-N-E, done. Yes, dear friend, the believer who rests upon the finished work of Christ can say all is done. There is nothing that you can do. He has done it all. It is not true that Christ has done the greater part of the work of salvation and you have to do yours. This is absolutely the falsehood of the enemy. It is the reasoning of your deceitful heart. Salvation is by grace through faith plus nothing. The scripture declares in Ephesians 2, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Also in Romans chapter 4 and verse 5 we read, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." The Lord Jesus has done all the work required. Thank God that he offers the results of that work to you on the principle of faith. Faith is simply taking him at his word. It involves a coming to him, a heart belief, a heart acceptance of what he has done for you. Coming to him is on the one hand through a sense of your need, and in repentance you come simply owning that what he did for you, you need. You cannot get along without him. And then faith is that hand that reaches out to receive his gift of salvation. This is all that you can do. Simply take salvation. Take it now and happy be. This is the result of the finished work of Calvary. This is what he has accomplished for you there. When he cried, "It is finished," he did the work that you could never do, but a work which God has accepted on your behalf. Will you not this very moment own him as your substitute who died for you? Take him, appropriate to your own need, himself as the sacrifice for your sins to purify you? Oh, receive him as the captain of your salvation. Surrender your will to him right now, right as you are listening there by your radio. And God grant that you will truly thus then cast your deadly doing down at Jesus' feet, coming thus to an end of yourself, and then find in him alone, yourself gloriously complete. For when you come to God by Jesus Christ, he accepts you in all the glory and virtue and perfection of his person and work. Coming to him is believing on him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.